everyone. Welcome to Talk to Strangers, the Lost episode.
Yeah.
We really scrammed up this time.
We totally gave a brand new miscarriaged episode.
Yeah.
To
explain for people that weren't at the show, we had Josh Watts and Chase Myers on our show, and we had 5 mics. We had everything set up perfectly. It was beautiful. It was a great show. If you saw it, good for you. If you missed it, then you really missed it, because our settings were fucked up and something malfunctioned, mistakes were made, and we lost the recording completely, which is a total bummer because it was such a great show. And
there were some gems in there.
There were some gems.
There was definitely a lot of gems, like Josh Yachts.
Josh Yachts. And so we wanted to do like a little recap of the episode, just to kind of explain what happened. And so we decided to record something while we're on the way to another show. We got invited to the Dizzy Arts Party in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
What's today? November 29th.
Right. It's the day after. This is day 2 of Black Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. In the cars, Alan Singleton, myself, Daniel Harrison Brooks, and in the back we got our friend and very funny guy, Jeff Buck. How you doing, buddy?
Hey guys. quick question. This is the Lost episode, but if you're listening to it, then that means you found it.
Oh.
Right? Is that right?
Okay.
Hey, I'm Jeff Buck. Thanks for having me.
And now we're gonna just open the car door and just push him out.
Right.
Bye, Jeff!
He somehow finds his way onto our podcast. Somehow.
It's because we live and work with him pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. We all 3 of us like pretty much like work as a team
now.
I
see you all every day. I see every one of you pretty much every day.
That's true.
I feel like we gotta stay on point, because I don't know. Alan's driving. He's gonna be recording while he's driving, and he's probably gonna be texting while he's driving.
Could you imagine?
I'm not texting while I'm driving.
Could you imagine if we got a car wreck?
Oh,
and,
man.
And, like, we all died, and the police, like, went back and listened to
the recording.
Oh, God.
Will they die doing what they love? No.
Trying to.
No, sir. Listen, if I die and you're listening to this, tell my mom and dad. I'm sorry. I don't really know, actually. Yeah. I'll get back to you.
Mom, I'm sorry I didn't text you until the day after Thanksgiving.
Maybe try and put this on Reddit or something. I don't know.
Yeah, this would be a great on Reddit. This is front page material.
Yeah,
No one is going to listen to this on Reddit.
Three New Orleans comedians
die on their... Yeah, like, make a podcast into a BuzzFeed article. In the name of us, you know?
Yeah.
Great.
No, I can just see the headline. 3 New Orleans comedians die while recording their podcast. The result will blow your mind.
There it is.
That's a pretty good headline,
actually. That's clickbait material. I know clickbait. That's good clickbait.
Jeff Buck. Wait. I know clickbait. The tour coming in fall 2015.
The clickbait comedy tour.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Why are you giving him terrible ideas? You're feeding him.
I thought it was pretty
funny. Summer 2015. Heard it here first. Yeah. Clickbait comedy tour.
Oh, Jesus.
Coming to a news feed near you.
So let's talk about the episode a little bit.
Right.
Jeff, you weren't there, so you
get to hear about...
I'll just be quiet.
No, you don't.
Or chime in.
We can just chime in for a second.
Like I said earlier, we actually had 5 mics, which is pretty awesome.
It took us
5 episodes to really get set up just right, and we were really proud of it.
We still had a little trouble, though.
We still had a little trouble, but again, we're figuring out as we go. The thing is, we still had a good turnout.
Oh yeah, we started up. We opened it up with a segment. We did compare notes.
Compare notes, which was... It didn't go that well.
I thought compare notes went well.
Oh, compare notes went well. Compare days didn't go that well.
Compare days didn't go too well, because, but compare notes did go well.
Well, like, it's the one good thing about losing the episode is because we didn't capture just how much I wasn't on it. I really, like, it switches every episode. Like, sometimes, like, Alan will be off and I'll be really on. So I think we've been good at the same time, at least once. But last episode, I was way off. I wasn't feeling, like... I was worried that something was going to go wrong.
And it did.
And it totally did. So, if anything, I learned my lesson to respect my instincts. But we tried this segment where we were going to compare days where, like, I saw Hannibal Buress and he heard me do comedy, and then Alan, the same thing happened to him the day later, but he said Hannibal Buress talked to him, and we kind of, like, built it up. It wasn't funny at all, because
I was kind of, like, trying to get Dan into it. Dan seemed like
you guys just trying to brag about how you got to meet Hannibal Buress.
Right, but no, it didn't actually happen, and it kind of escalated into, like, us being famous and writing for HBO, and then deciding at the end that we just wanted to record Talk to Strangers. And it was funny in the car on the way over, because it was, like, natural.
Natural,
but then
we're doing
forcing it. You know.
And it never works out. But Compare Notes went well.
Compare Notes did go well.
It was really funny whenever people would come up to the little table to read Dan's notes, and he's like, "Oh well, dope. Dan actually did write these notes down."
No, I don't bullshit on Talk to Strangers. No, it's the one place I really don't like to bullshit.
You said internet's bad in one of your notes.
Yeah.
I had
a political rant that I crossed out and replaced with the phrase Jaden Smith's face. I actually really did that at like 4 a.m. in the morning while very drunk,
right,
and forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then read it on stage, or at the show.
We talked about Thaddeus.
We talked about Thaddeus.
Which was a guy who was talking to me. Well, actually, me and Dan went out to... We actually went out and was like, let's go meet girls.
Yeah.
And actually said it out loud.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for either one of us, but it worked out better for Dan than me.
Yeah.
I talked to a guy named Thaddeus.
What's funny is we actually ended up meeting those girls later, because New Orleans is like Baton Rouge. It's actually very small. Place socially,
right?
And
that's
I knew them.
And then we talked about top 10 Christopher Nolan moments.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff that, you know, the beginning of the show is always kind of hit or miss. But we did something really different with this episode. We brought up our two comedians back to back.
Yeah,
because Chase and Josh have their own podcasts. Chase and Josh Talk, and we decided to bring them up one after another. Josh came up. He did his set. He sat down. Chase came up.
He did his set.
And then we had all four people talking, like,
at the same time. At the same time, yeah.
And they really, like, they knew exactly what we were going for.
We ended up talking about reality shows for a very long time.
We did. And there was not a moment of silence like there sometimes is during the episodes where, like, people, there's, like, a lull in the conversation.
Right.
That never happened because, like, honestly, I sat back at some point and just kind of let Chase and Josh just kind of run the show, which is what we've always really wanted.
Right.
For, like, our guests. Like, Jeff, you did that when you came on. It was great.
Yeah, I'm not doing it right now, though.
You're not
That's fine. You don't have to.
This is
It was great, though, whenever we were talking. They asked us about, like, how we met. We were like, oh, well, you were my waiter.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Which I didn't really get around to the story.
Yeah, we just kind of, like, went off to something else.
Yeah, I was your server for a lot of the time at that sushi restaurant with your then-girlfriend. But then, like, it was like a house party one night because our mutual friends started hanging out with my friends at the time, or who are still my friends, but it was like two worlds collided, and we kind of got pulled into that. We met at this house party, and you were talking about being a comedian. I was like, hey, I just started doing that, and it was
destiny.
Yeah, it was kind of like
anything
you've seen in Dumb and Dumber, just like two of the dumbest motherfuckers,
dumbest, angriest, recognizing cynical assholes.
Yeah, like, I'm dumb, angry, and cynical. We should hang out. And then I moved to New Orleans like a year later, but
after convincing you not to move back to Fields.
Yeah. Actually, I almost did. I really almost did. We didn't get a lot of audience interaction during the episode.
No, they were pretty interested in listening to what we were saying,
right,
about fucking reality shows and, like...
Right. I mean, honestly, with as much as the four of us were talking, it would be really hard to get a word in, even with the safe word, which was vape.
Vape was the safe word,
Vape was the safe word.
I don't think anyone wanted to yell out vape either, though.
But
I wouldn't.
Low Points came around, and then...
Low Points was great.
Yeah,
We did something new this time with Low Points.
It was like the end of the last 20 minutes of the episode was like really the best part.
It was the best part.
Everyone was getting involved, and Alan had this great idea on the way over there that I really like clinched it. It was to have prizes for the best Low Point. We went to FYE, and we bought like these $2 complete shit prizes. We bought
an
Angry Birds cap for third place, a YouTube
special edition
mug for second place, and for first place, a penny from The Big Bang Theory bendable doll. Action figure. It was like $2.30.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was tight.
And the guy who rang us up, he was really, he wasn't going to say anything.
He was really unsure with us.
But we started laughing, and he ended up getting, like, the name of the show. So if you're listening, dude, hey, it works. It works really well.
Yeah, man. I hope you're actually listening to this episode.
Milo Point didn't go very well. I'd been planning on telling that story for a while. It was a story about how I was really shitty to a really, really good friend at a party because I was, like, drunk and mocking people.
Uh-huh.
And it just, I didn't tell it that well. I think I had a few too many, which is not surprising. A truck just passed by, a very big truck.
That's he has a huge penis.
That guy has a huge penis.
Can I make a quick comment real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Go for it.
I noticed if you say Milo, like Milo of the day or whatever, it sounds like the name Milo.
Milo.
And now I kind of realize, like, if you name your child Milo, like, that's insulting. Like, the low of your life is the child you just had.
This is Milo.
Milo Brooks.
This is my low point in my life.
This is the lowest Brooks there is.
Right? Anyways, I just wanted to say that would be Milo if I was named Milo.
So you're going to name your child Milo?
Yeah, I probably will. No, I might change my name. I might name my child My High.
My High.
My High.
Yeah, I don't know. That's also kind of weird. But
My gracious blessing. My gracious blessing, Cyrus.
Well, I think that, like...
Wait, no, her name's Miley. Never mind.
I think if someone named their kid My High, they would get picked on a lot, so they probably want to change their name to Milo.
Maybe. I don't know.
My Mid.
Have you met a kid named My High?
No.
Sounds like a
pretty cool kid.
Like a
I don't know about that.
Like, I knew a Filipino guy. Hey. His name was My High.
Miley, he probably has dreads and he smokes a lot of weed.
No, man. He's just, you know, he's actually an accountant. Campus Federal. My High, yeah.
Campus Federal?
Yeah.
Is gonna, did he get you to open up the Christmas Club savings account?
No. I didn't get
Christmas
a deal.
Club savings account is a good deal.
It is a good deal. Is that the one where they give you like a free stocking stuffer or whatever?
They get you...
it's like a $50 deposit or something. Yeah. Stocking
that,
stuffer. I don't
that
know.
And a moist towelette on the way home. For you to wipe your hands because they have the hand sanitizer.
And here you are saying you would make fun of My High when he's hooking up with these great deals. Can't make fun of a guy like that.
Look, I'm a man of deals.
Anything,
you know High... Cyber Monday is coming up, right?
By the time people listen to this.
They're gonna listen to this tomorrow.
Maybe. Okay.
Probably.
I'll probably post this
maybe.
Tonight.
It could happen.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We probably won't have to edit this very much or at all.
No, we really
which
don't.
Which is actually the another good virtue back to the point of making this thing in the first place. One of the best parts about and why that show went so well, because it was so fucking smooth and
fluid.
I really don't think we would have had to edit it other than cutting off the meat at the little bit at the beginning.
We would have to cut one of the people's names because she didn't want her name.
Oh, and that too. But other than that, it was like that would have taken 2 minutes.
Right.
And just the flow of the show went so well. It's like we figured it out. I want to keep doing comedians back to back like that. That really worked.
Yeah, we should do comedians back to back.
But Milo Point didn't really work out, and was a story about how shitty I was, and even though I kind of thought like, oh, you were podcast villain last time, I'm going to be podcast villain this time. I didn't end up being mean to anyone, but stories about me being a drunk, mean asshole got told
twice,
I ended up becoming the podcast villain anyway.
Yeah, I thought that Josh Watts was going to be the podcast villain.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He actually ended up being the podcast hero.
I was surprised. Both very, very chill guys.
Yeah.
On stage.
Yeah, they were, I love Josh's weird story about him being at the Iraq War, and he's seeing like a guy like a car, what was it, like a tank explode. He's like, that wasn't real. He just starts laughing.
Yeah,
I was like, Jesus like Christ.
A funny story about PTSD.
Wow. I was like, Christ almighty. Yeah. And then like Chase talked about how the bumper off of his car fell off, and he saw all kinds of destruction in his rear, in his window, and he's like, oh, fuck. I probably killed somebody. Oh, well.
Yeah, just kind of moved on from there.
Right, and then I talked about my low point, which was me being really excited about a sandwich, and then eating half of it, and then getting aroused, and then jerking off, and then right before I come, I thought about eating the other half of the sandwich. Yeah. And that was my low, one of my low points.
Just a picture of your life more than a low point.
And yeah, I guess like, so, you're right. It's kind of a picture of my life.
It's like, it can't be a low point if that's just how it normally is. That's like your plateau right there.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I just really thought about it the other day. I was like, did I like really like get to this point where I'm this bored where I'm thinking about the other half of my sandwich?
Yeah.
They're jerking off. Anyways, done with that.
Boy number 100 got...
his dick slammed.
His dick slammed in a thing.
Right. And then Chad told the story about you drunk in his room.
Well, what happened was we were actually at Slinky's. This is a while back. We met up with, like, it was like a professor and his friend, and they could get inside St. Albans late at night to go play like organ in the church. And so we were all really drunk, and Chad was playing organ, and it was fucking amazing. It was like this huge organ. I don't know if you've ever been in there, but it's massive.
Yeah.
And it's like up on this huge pedestal above the whole church area, the chapel. And anyway, we ended up talking about Baton Rouge and Lafayette and everything, like the whole, like, you know, like music scene, art scene, writing scene, comedy scene too, and like all this stuff, like, why does it seem like nothing can really take off as well in Baton Rouge the way it takes off in New Orleans and Lafayette. And we got more and drunk from there, and Chad was just trying to like be like, you know, actually Baton Rouge is all right, it's pretty cool. And I got drunk, and he said some things, and I said some things, and I said, you've never done anything, in probably the meanest voice I had in my repertoire at the moment.
Wow.
And he just left. And then a month goes by of us not talking, and I basically break into his apartment while he's gone and tried to write him a bunch of apology notes, but was like, I just couldn't like finish them, and just ended up like throwing them away and scouting them around the room and passed out on his floor. And he came home and saw that, and he was very touched. So he got third place for that.
He got third place, yeah.
Boy 100 got second place. And then woman who doesn't want her name disclosed
won first place because the dude she was seeing or whatever fucked her while her tampon was still in her vagina.
Yep.
And then she had to go to the emergency room to them to dig it out of her vagina, which was fucking...
That's first place material right there.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't want anything inside me.
Yeah. Another cool thing about this episode, we worked things out with Pam, our Podmother.
Podmother, yeah.
And we got sponsored by Jim Beam.
Yeah, we're gonna be sponsors for the next one too.
We gotta put Jim Beam in the posters. We gotta let people know we were drinking Jim Beam, which we were anyway.
Yeah, we were going to anyway. But we got a whole bottle.
Yeah. We got a whole bottle
for the comedians to drink
of Jim Beam. And I'm gonna try to get like two people to help us with equipment, and they'll be on it too. But I don't know if we're gonna get another bottle next time. I think it looks good for the January episode, but this one that's coming up, it's pretty close. But hopefully, so that we can give Nick and Lane.
We're also doing. So our next show is December 15th.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have Lane Lanyon. I can't say his
name. Lane Lanyon.
And we're either gonna have.
Why was that so hard for you?
I don't know. I just.
It's the name. It's just a name.
I just want to call him Kings of Leon.
Jesus Christ. This is like a bittersweet thing, like, because we lost this really good episode, but we have a new one coming up so close to the last one, and it's gonna be like our Christmas finale. I don't really know how it's gonna be a finale in terms of like being bigger and better than all the other ones, but. Yeah, I know it's going to be good because we're going to have five mics.
And
we're actually going to record it.
We're actually going to record it. And we're also doing the Toys for Tots drive.
Yeah, we are doing the Toys for Tots drive. Hopefully we'll have fresh Jim Beam. The one technical problem we had mic-wise was that Travis's mic kept getting feedback. I'm pretty sure I already figured out how to solve it.
We just need to do some tests.
That's always the thing. Like, as soon as a problem comes up in the show, like, right, like, the next day I figure it out. It's, like, really easy, which just means we have to rearrange things. Like, I like how every episode the layout of the show kind of changes a little bit, too. Like, it really...
We went down to one speaker.
Yeah, we only need one speaker now.
We really just only need one speaker.
Yeah. This is, like, more... This is exactly what I thought it would be. We're just commentary on the show in general. which is kind of neat. I mean,
well, yeah, it is just exactly what it is going to be.
It's the lost episode.
This is the fifth episode, technically.
Yeah, this is the replacement for the fifth episode, which we swear was, like, the best one. People were coming up and saying it was the best one.
They were looking forward to the next one.
Yeah.
So. Which is the 15th, and we want a whole lot of people to be there.
15th of December.
We want to, like, pack the fucking house.
Yeah,
so.
That would be really great. And
I have a few surprises planned. I think I got a couple ideas.
Oh, we'll think of something. We'll think of the goods. We always do.
We're definitely going to bring back low points prizes, because that's just really funny.
Low points prizes really works. Just so much.
Hey, Jeff, can you make the 15th? Are you going to be able to come to that one?
He's been asleep.
Possibly. Sure.
That's the kind of enthusiasm we really want from all of you listening out there in Interland.
I don't know. It's a Monday, yeah?
Yeah, it's a Monday.
Yeah. I'll probably be able to go when I get off of work.
Yeah.
If we're at work.
Yeah, I mean, I already took off work for 15th, so...
Yeah. So I'm not sure how long this thing is, but I kind of feel like we...
Yeah, I just really want to say that I want people to come to this one.
Yeah,
this
it's really going to be a huge one. It's really going to be so much fun, because I know it's going to be fun because it's always fun, but I think it's going to be better because every episode gets a little better, and... You know, I couldn't be more excited. I'm really hoping that we get the two people we want. But if we don't, we have people anyway, because we're getting ahead of the game slowly.
We're gonna have Chase and Josh back.
Yeah.
Sure.
Later on. They are totally down. I'm thinking like as early as February, maybe a little bit after that.
I think February would be cool.
That'd be really awesome. This is the lost episode. And that's going to be the found episode.
The found episode, yeah.
We already
know. Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that answers my question.
Yeah, your questions are answered.
Yeah.
Your prayers are answered as well.
So, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for listening to other episodes and coming to the show, if you have. If you haven't been to the show and you're listening to this, this is prime example of why you need to go to the show, because Alan and I... are trying really hard to be professionals, but at the end of the day, he jerks off while he eats sandwiches, and I'm a mean drunk. So mistakes happen, and thanks for supporting us. I really hope you keep supporting us.
No problem, man. Anytime.
You're welcome, Jeff.
And
thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome, Jeff. And please, you know, bring a toy for the next one.
Yeah, bring a toy for Toys for Tots.
And then also fucking buy Jim Beam, because fucking it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think we're gonna have eggnog for the show.
Oh, we gotta talk to Josh about he got a drink that Pam made for him, and it was like a Jim Beam cranberry bitters mix, and she wanted Josh to name it. So we're gonna have to talk to him and get him to name it.